1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2. It's your girl Ebby J coming at you. Welcome to the Ebby J podcast. It's your girl Ebby J coming at you here with another fun-filled, unapologetic podcast. Wondering what we're talking about today? Stay tuned. More to come. It's your girl Ebby J. It's your girl Ebby J. What's going on, everyone? It's your girl Ebby J, and I'm actually recording live tonight on Instagram Live. Trying something a little different. Typically, I record in my home, like, randomly, right? I just record sessions, but tonight I had something in my heart that I wanted to share, and I wanted to try recording live on Instagram to see how that goes. I know that a lot of people are out and about. They're getting home. They're getting, you know, they're winding down their day and things like that. I actually need to go get my life together and get myself together because I have some things that I am going to be working on and doing. But as you can see, it is quiet in here. It is. It's quiet. It's quiet because baby girl is doing summertime with her dad. And let me tell y'all something about motherhood. When it's just you and your baby, it is so hard to let go. It is the hardest thing ever. It is so damn hard to let go. And y'all, like, I have been panicking on the inside about my baby going with her dad for her summertime with him for at least since December when it's part of the order. I have been panicking because, like, I'm with my baby all the time. So for me, you know, not to see her for one night is one thing, but not to see her for a few weeks, I am like bugging out. So I dropped her off and your girl was crying. Like, it was to the point where I decided to take the morning off at work and stay with her at school, watch her play, you know, give her all the hugs and kisses and love, knowing that, you know, I wasn't picking her up that evening or picking her up the next day or the next day. And let me tell y'all, I literally broke down crying. Like, it was to the point where people were coming into the bathroom and was like, Ebby, what's wrong with you at work? And I was like, my daughter is going away with her dad for the summertime and I'm just all messed up and I'm all jacked up over here. And I have the sweetest people that I work with, you know, like, even though, you know, there aren't some not so sweet people that I work with, but I have like some really nice people that I work with, and you know, they embraced me and told me it was going to be okay and that I needed this time. And they're right. Like, it's so crazy. It's like getting married, right? It's like having a child, ladies. And I know that a lot of you can relate with this, but like, you have to find yourself all over again. And my best friend, like, she's about to be an empty nester, like real soon, like sooner than she realizes it. And I'm like, girl, you had to take time out to find you. Like, you have to take time out to find you and to find what you want to do and what you want your life to look like without your children. Because they are going to grow up one day just like we grew up, right? We grew up. And so our children are going to grow up. And they're going to move on with life. And they're going to become young adults. And they're going to make, you know, they're going to make their own decisions. And they're going to be doing all these other things. And, you know, we get so caught up in parenting. And motherhood and or fatherhood, we get so caught up that when the child isn't around anymore, we are like literally lost. We're like, what the hell am I supposed to do now? So y'all, the first time I took her, when I took her to school on Monday, I cried. Like I said, I just put out of office until like noon because I knew I needed some time to regroup and get myself together. Then I cried throughout the day. Then after work, right? You would think that I would go have a cocktail, meet up with some friends. I don't have friends in Atlanta. I have like two best friends in Atlanta and they both have lives. So that's real. And so you would think that I would go get a cocktail or I would do this and I would do that. No, you know what I did? I got a frappe from McDonald's. Don't judge me. I got a frappe from McDonald's, a large one. Downloaded the app so I can get a dollar off. So I got a large frappe for like $2 and change. Don't judge me. And I sipped it slowly, talked to my grandmother on the way home, and took the long route home. That's what I did. That's what I did on my first night of being kid-free, not having to run across town to pick her up by 6:30 or 7 o'clock. Really, 6:30. I went and got a frappe, downloaded the app, got a dollar off, talked to my grandma on the phone, and took the long route home. Like, that was it for me. Came home, took a shower, and went into bed. Like, seriously, like, I was like, oh my God, my life is so exciting. I went and got a frappe after work and went and took the long route home, came home, took a bath, and went to bed. Like, how exciting is that? And I was like, really, Ebby? And I'm thinking to myself, girl, go downstairs and record. But guys, I don't just record just to be recording. Like, I record because I have something to share. I have something to say. You know, I want to express something verbally. And I, you know, get the iPod rolling and I hit record. I didn't have anything I wanted to record because I was in a sad stump because my baby wasn't here. And it's so crazy because, like, when you do have your children, like, oh my God, I need a break. I need a break. I would love to have a break, even if it's just a day. You know, I'll take the day off and just sit at home and sleep and just do nothing. I won't even clean up because I just want to have a day. And then when your children isn't there, you're like, what the hell am I supposed to do? And so I got to work and my friend saw me and she, you know, she knew I was sad and she was like, are you okay? And I was like, you know, Ari's gone and this, that, and the third. And she was like, girl, you need this time. You really do need this time to regroup, recalibrate, get time to yourself, do what you want to do, et cetera, et cetera. But I'm like, I don't know what it's like to just do what I want to do and not have to rush back home to relieve the babysitter because I'm not trying to pay her $100 for one night because I'm going for, you know, X amount of time. Or, you know what I'm saying? Like, or get one of my best friends to babysit, but then they're the ones that I go out with. So then who the heck am I supposed to go out with, you know, when they're babysitting or they're watching my kid? Like, so then it's like, you know, you ask yourself, like, what the hell am I supposed to do? I don't go to clubs. I don't really do too many lounges because I'm just like, unless it's like a special occasion. I don't want to shop because I don't feel like spending money like that frivolously. I don't have anything to get for my house because I want to get it painted first. And so you think about, okay, what am I supposed to do? And I realized that I need this time to really think about what Ebby wants to do and the moves that Ebby wants to make outside of her daughter, because everybody knows that my daughter is like my whole wide world. And then so it's like you take her away from me and I'm confused. I don't know what to do. That's like my best friend. That's like my little best friend. You heard it on the last podcast. And so now it's like I need to take time out to just recalibrate, regroup, and really focus on me and figure out what I want to do and what my life looks like outside of my daughter. Because for the past 3 years, I have been wrapped up in motherhood. And previously, you know, I was married. So, you know, I really didn't do much of anything that I wanted to do because I was married, because my focus wasn't on these types of things. They were always in the back of my mind, but, you know, they weren't really like my focus. And so now that, you know, Ari's not here and I'm sitting in this big old house by myself and I'm like, what am I supposed to do? I don't feel like cleaning up. I don't feel like doing any of that. I don't feel like rearranging any furniture. And, you know, like I said, I'm not going to record just to record. So it really makes me think, what the hell am I supposed to do? And so one of the things that I realized this morning when I woke up is that I need to spend more time with God. And I need to be able to have these conversations with him uninterrupted in my quiet space and quiet place, and then just make use of my time to, you know, realign myself to be where I want to be and where I desire to be with my relationship with God. So this morning I woke up at my normal time around 5:30-ish. And sometimes I wake up at 4, depends. And I'm sitting here and I'm like, I feel it in my spirit. I feel it in my soul that I need to pray. But I was still so sleepy. So I was like, okay, Lord, I'm going to just talk to you right here in my bed. But sometimes you feel the Holy Spirit nudging you and saying you need to get into posture. Because posture, when you get into posture, you're surrendering, you're humble. And it's not like, you know, me laying down, I wasn't in that mode. But it was more so like I really felt like I needed to just get down on my knees and pray. And so I prayed this morning, and I prayed for things that I haven't prayed for in a long time. You know what I'm saying? Things like restoring a relationship between my ex-husband and I for the sake of our daughter, and the desire to be co-parents, and the desire for us to build a relationship with one another where, you know, we are working together and we're communicating with one another, and we're actually grateful that the other parent is is our daughter's parent. And then, you know, I prayed for other things as well, but then it made me realize, like, I miss those experiences and those sessions that I have with God where it's just me and him. And, you know, I could be riding down my car, I could be, you know, sitting in my house by myself, and I'm just thinking about, man, Lord, like, you know, when you're going through a lot of transition and change, you don't look up to see what blessings you have around you. Because you're so caught up and just going, going, going. You know, like when I wake up in the morning, I admit it. I wake up, I hit the ground and I'm running. I'm getting myself dressed. I'm getting my daughter dressed. I'm getting her fed. We out the door, packing the car. We out the door, dropping her off to daycare. I'm busting it down the street, getting to work, kick my ass at work, do my thing at work, eat, work some more, leave in time so I don't have to deal with the crazy Atlanta traffic. And then I'm back at it, pick her up, feed her, make her go to the potty, feed her, bathe her, bed, routine, up and hit the ground and running. And I'm like, God, I don't even spend no time with you like that. I'm talking to you all throughout the day. I'm talking to you at night when I'm in bed. I'm talking to you when I'm like, you know, just sitting here. But like, just to have that one relationship. And so, like, I'm grateful for this time because it allows me to sit down and really think about me and what I want to do and my relationship with God and rebuilding that relationship and figuring out, you know, what I need to do to get myself aligned and figure out ways on how to make myself even better than where I am today. Because it's only through that meditation and that quiet time that you actually get to be still and actually see and feel and realign yourself. So for those of you that are parents, whether you're a single mom, a single dad, a guardian, and you're caring for a child and you hit the ground and running every day, and then everything you do is consumed and wrapped around your child, and then now you're in a point where, you know, either you're becoming an empty nester or your child is going away for the summer. You know, rather than us, we can sit and cry and be sad and miss our children, but we also have to take this opportunity to realign and regroup and recalibrate ourselves so that we can become the best versions of ourselves and be the best in the roles that we are in life. Whether you're a parent, whether you're a sibling, whether you're a companion, whether you're an employer, an employee, an entrepreneur, whatever your roles are in life, having time to yourself is a blessing because it allows you to figure out how you can become even better if you take that time for granted and actually use it for things like, you know, self-development and reestablishing who you are and really understanding who you are. So rather than me sitting around here, I did it for like a day and a half and being sad about my daughter not being here. What I'm grateful for is that I have the opportunity to work on myself so that when I get baby girl back in a couple of weeks, I am refreshed, renewed, rejuvenated, and, you know, rejoicing and pouring out so much, even more love to her and really just being there because I've had time to get my own rest in. And with that being said, I hope this podcast blessed you. I hope that it has opened your eyes and helped you realize, like, yo, I really need to take care of me And for, you know, when things are not around anymore, if things affect me to the point where I'm lost, that I really need to take this time out. I'm talking about you and me, take this time out to recalibrate, regroup, and reinvest in ourselves so that we can become the best versions of ourselves. Ow. Until next time. Thank you for listening to today's podcast. Be sure to connect with me on social media by finding me on Instagram at Lady Ebby J, spelled J-A-Y, and also on Facebook. Just search for The Ebby J Show. Also, check out my blog at www.theebbyjshow.com. Remember, you can also listen to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and many other podcast platforms. Until next time, remember to feel your beauty and own it.